Welcome to day two. Today we learn about the law of oneness. The law of oneness exists to help us understand that everything in the world is connected. Yesterday in the law of vibration, you learned that everything is energy, and the most powerful form of energy is your thoughts. The law of oneness confirms that all of your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your beliefs then affect others and the universe around you. The universe is your environment. It's where you co-create, it's where you exist, it's where you live. The law of oneness confirms that we are all one within this environment of the universe, which was created by God, Source, Spirit, whatever word resonates with you. So truly there is no difference between you and I or the universe. We are all created from the same source. When you work with the law of vibration and you begin to tune into the energetic forces that are around you and within you, you start to develop a deeper connection to yourself, your tribe, and even strangers, because you no longer look at people as this human personality. You start to look at them as energy that is either aligned with you or not. The law of oneness is the glue that brings all of those energetic forces together. You are one and the same with the universal God force. So trusting in yourself is trusting the wisdom that created you. Now, not all of us were raised to believe that we are powerful beings creating our experience. In fact, most of us were raised in households that told us the exact opposite. Instead of blaming our past, our family, our dynamic, or any of our circumstances, today I want to invite you into curiosity. I'm going to explain two theories that one of my favorite teachers, Dr. Wayne Dreyer, explains in one of his books, Manifest Your Destiny. Growing up, I was always terrified to use the word God. God made me feel guilty, like I wasn't enough, or that I had to prove myself. God was someone that I begged to and prayed to make all of my worries and my fears go away. Looking at God in this way created a lot of anxiety in my life growing up. And as I coach women today, I notice the spiritual wound that we all carry. The offering today is to heal that wound and enter into a space of oneness with the Creator and the environment that you are living within. So the theory that most of us were taught growing up is that God is this white-bearded male who roams around the sky creating the natural world, the world that you live in. So in essence, he's like this conductor, and he keeps track of all things. He knows what you do every day. He knows when you've broken his laws. And essentially, you're taught that you're going to sin, that you're a sinner, and there's going to be things that you do that disappoint God. This theory makes people feel estranged, separate. It creates this attitude of separateness from the boss being God. And the more that we feel separate from God, the universe, spirit, the more we feel the need to create some other way to feel worthy. And that's how the ego is created. The ego isn't actually separate from you. The ego is just your soul in its most incubated form. It's your soul in its most limiting state. When we rely on the ego as a way to feel worthy, life becomes a contest. When we're working with the ego, everything is a competition. With time, people, coworkers, family, everything is a threat and something that we have to overcome or control. There's a lack of self-trust because you're convinced that you are untrustworthy. Everything becomes subject to doubt when God and the universe is portrayed as this vindictive boss that's judging you. And it becomes a vicious cycle because you can't tune into the power of the universe to create and attract the life you want when you are constantly feeling like your power is outside of you, that you have to prove yourself or feel guilty for getting things because you're not worthy. The new theory that I would love to offer you today is that nature and God, universe, again, whatever word you decide to use, it's all the same thing. It's spontaneous and non-judging. God is a universal intelligence flowing through everything, inspiring a natural process to unfold. It's time for us to begin to cultivate an awareness that there is divinity in everything. And rather than controlling and manipulating your environment to feed your ego's needs, beginning to surrender into that natural flow as a support system for our deepest desires. There is no boss, and the universe is not the mafia. The universe is not withholding anything from you, it's just responding to your vibrational attitude. As a human, you are an aspect of this God, and therefore you carry a divinity within you. You actually get to trust your evolved humanness. And from this place of trust with your higher self, there is no need to invent the ego because you now know how to live in harmony. As you move throughout your day, begin to witness God, universe, source as this unseen, loving, and accepting power that is at the heart of everything, allowing you to make your own choices and to flow with the nature, the processes that are unfolding. You don't have to control every outcome, every little detail, because you are connected to an infinite source of intelligence that is bringing purpose to everything that you're experiencing. You are not separate from the environment or the universe. One of the reasons why many of our limiting beliefs exist is because we, like I said, have been brought up to believe that as individuals we're separate from our environment. And that sense of connection has led us to believe that we don't have the power to attract what we desire from our environment. So it's only natural that we would want to control it. It's only natural that these destructive behaviors on a personal and collective level would begin to manifest. Your only job today is to try to think of your external world as your extended body. And instead of viewing your power from this outside source, viewing yourself as the power that is creating every thought wave and every experience that you're having. You've heard the idea that you come into this world. That's again another illusion that who you are and where you come from are two different worlds. Over the next 12 days, you're going to learn how to manifest and work with the universe in such a big way. But before we can get there, it's crucial to begin recognizing that there is no separation between you and the universe. The power and the magic of this world is not reserved for a special set of people. It's not exclusive to anyone. The law of oneness teaches you that the power and magic you seek are available to you at all times. What if you could expand your perspective beyond the limitation that you are separate from this universe? You are one aspect of the universe, and this reality isn't given to you, it's created by you. The energy of life is this incredible, intelligent, supportive, and loving force that is inviting you to step out of the ego and back into your soul's awakening. From this place, you get to use your five senses from a higher perspective to shed judgment of others, to play with the gentle nature of your experience, and to embody authentic trust in who you are. as a reflection of the universe. Truly accept this as a new rule in your life, that no matter what doubt or fear begins to creep into your experience, you are one with all. That there is no difference between you or me or the universe. We're all tuning our fork and shifting and changing, but the law of oneness is the glue that connects us all. So my well-being directly influences your well-being. When I receive what I desire, that's proof that you can receive what you desire. If we're all energy vibrating within a connected environment, can we drop our doubt and judgment and begin to rise from a higher perspective? If the universe is not the mafia and God is not here to punish us, perhaps this whole thing called life is actually rigged in your favor.